Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump is meeting with the leaders of Qatar right now, which has played a role in the negotiations over the war between Israel and Hamas.
And the Prime Minister has been my friend and a friend to the world. And we've done a lot together in the last, especially in the last year. What we've done is incredible. Peace to the Middle East.
Trump next heads to Asia for a week-long trip where he'll visit Malaysia, Japan, South Korea, and will meet with the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, amid the ongoing trade war. Tropical storm Melissa has strengthened into a hurricane, and ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin says it's not done yet.
It will become a Category 4 tomorrow and remain a Category 4, potentially even intensifying further by Monday night into Tuesday as it slowly creeps just to the south of Jamaica and then expected to make landfall on Jamaica Monday night through Tuesday night. And that's when we're expecting the worst of these conditions.
This is ABC News. Inflation moved higher in September, up 3% over last year. The big question now, what the Federal Reserve will do with interest rates.
Experts say if the Fed were to raise interest rates to protect against inflation, it risks an economic downturn. But if the Fed lowers rates, which is what consumers have been clamoring for, it threatens to boost spending and worsen inflation as an unintended consequence. Last month, the Fed cut its benchmark interest rate 0.25%, the first interest rate cut this year. The Federal Reserve meets again next week when it's expected to go ahead and cut rates.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. More than 2.2 million pounds of Korean barbecue pork jerky sold at Sam's Club and Costco is now being recalled because it may contain metal. No injuries have been reported, but the company officials are blaming a conveyor belt used in production. The recall includes 14.5 and 16-ounce patches of grilled pork jerky. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll see highs in the low 50s and a chance of showers. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 32. Sunshine with a high near 57 on Sunday. Sunday night, mostly clear, a low of 36. Monday, sunny and a high of 54. Currently, 53 degrees.
they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my
WGBW, the home of local news and timeless hits. My mom called me from Southwest Florida saying, if you really love me, you'll play something by Stevie Wonder. Well, Mom, here you go.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
and joy and sex. go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
The greatest music ever made for all of Green Bay and the Fox Valley. 97.9 WGBW, Rich LoCascio in our Civic Media studios. We have some swell programs coming up tomorrow morning starting at 7 a.m. with Mayor Jim Schmidt and Lean Local. It's Green Bay Area Issues. And then at 8 a.m., New Wisco Weekend Issues, Entertainment and Culture in the Green Bay and Fox Valley area. The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9 a.m., discussions on health, family, community, and everyday life. And then Kristen Ambos has got Always On Point, an in-depth look at the local real estate market. Again, Lean Local with Mayor Jim Schmidt tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., New Wisco Weekend at 8 a.m., the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, Always On Point at 10, and then Segway Sunday. More nonstop music for your Sunday soundtrack here on 97.9 WGBW.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Neville Public Museum is a general museum of art, history, and science. And the Green Bay Film Society's Fall 2025 International Film Series continues on the first Wednesday of the month in the auditorium of the Neville Museum. All films begin at 7 p.m. and are free and open to the public and are unrated, but intended for mature audiences. Coming up September 5th, Marriage Italian Style, co-sponsored by the Italo-American Club. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And Studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwaba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Step all night and day just to keep you from from walking out that door. Ain't too proud to pay to see no. Don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to please, baby, baby. Don't leave me, girl. Baby, 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 baby.
A peachy selection on 97.9 WGBW. Joe South from Atlanta, GA, wrote it. And Billy Joe Royal from Valdosta, GA, well, he's the one who sang it.
Down in the boondocks. I love a little girl that lives.
Marcus handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Please don't guide us.
97.9 WGBW, 53 degrees right now in downtown Green Bay. Have you checked out our events calendar? Go to WGBW.fm for a lot of great community events like this one coming up tomorrow from noon to 4. It is Trunk or Treat, 112 North Adams Street, as Asian Haven is collaborating with Hmong Hands to present Trunk or Treat with games, arts, and crafts, prizes, candy. Food will also be available for purchase, and the first 50 kids will get free drawstring bags with treats inside. The only request that they have is use the QR code to sign up so they can anticipate how many people will be there. Again, Trunk or Treat tomorrow from noon to 4, 112 North Adams Street here in Green Bay. More timeless hits on the way, 97.9 WGBW.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk or treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk or treats, glow in the parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to WGBW.fm and click events. You're welcome.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of
say, alright, love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time.
ABC News coming up here in just a little bit. Come and get your local news. Come and get your timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, what's the matter with your hair? Yeah. Hey, what's the matter?
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump has a busy week of travel ahead with stops throughout Asia in the coming days. He sits down with the Chinese president Xi Jinping on Thursday to discuss trade. 25 days into the government shutdown, communities are now bracing for food stamps to run out. Many families are now turning to food banks for help, but those banks are also running low on supplies, with demand doubling in many places. Carl Esquivel is the executive director of the Salvation Army in Aurora, Colorado.
We are already depleting resources all the way to December. This is our attempt of getting the story out there that food pantries, not just ours, but many even smaller food pantries, right, are struggling to be able to meet the needs of our community.
And Hurricane Melissa is bearing down on Jamaica, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. It's expected to bring heavy rains, flash flooding, and high winds to those countries. So far, four people have died as a result of the storm. This is ABC News. Russia launched new missile and drone strikes across Ukraine overnight. Details from ABC News foreign correspondent Marcus Moore.
Four people were killed and 20 were injured in attacks in Kyiv, the capital. We know that two people were killed and more than a dozen hurt as a result of the strikes there. While in Dnipropetrovsk, which is in the central part of the country, there were more strikes there. An apartment building and also other residential homes were damaged in the strikes. At least two people were killed.
They come after Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky urged President Trump to expand sanctions on Russian oil. The Kremlin says that move will have little economic impact. If you're headed to Chicago O'Hare, be prepared for some delays. The airport says flights are delayed about 15 minutes on average due to an equipment outage. And